Welcome, everyone, to KTWHLP Two Harbors Community Radio 99.5 on your dial, ktwh.org on your streaming device, bringing you this week's stories behind the stories in the Lake County Press with writer and editor Kitty Mayo. Good morning, Kitty. How are you on this splendid, sunny, crispy day?
Wonderful, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Why don't we start right out with your lead piece here, the Council Candidate Forum in Two Harbors.
Yeah. So this is something that we've been talking about for the last several weeks, that it was coming up. It finally happened on Tuesday, October 18th. And this was a joint effort hosted, sponsored, organized by the Lake County Press and KTWH Community Radio and Two Harbors Community Television. So it was pulled off beautifully. I encourage people who weren't able to listen live or watch live, which is amazing that we had those options, to read about it in Lake County Press. I gave some of the details, but also to watch or listen through the recorded streaming options available with the Two Harbors Community Public Access channel that is now on the internet or at ktwh.org. I just want to say, Tom, about this, that I'm so pleased that our community pulled this off. It went really well. It went really smoothly. It was an opportunity for people to listen to candidates running for these two contested seats on the council in Two Harbors and have them speak to issues that were important to them and that voters wanted to hear about as well. And I'm just a tingle with delight that we did this, and I hope that there's more in the future.
Oh, yes. And I would give a generous and overdue tip of the hat to Jose Leon, who was the camera dude and cable streaming whisperer, for making that aspect of the process even possible. And so, and I think the way the streaming thing is set up, you do not have to be a cable subscriber to whatever it is that has the cable access end of it. If you've got access to the interwebs, you've got access to what happened during that forum.
And that is absolutely true. And thanks in great part to Jose and the city for making an investment in the technology to make that possible.
You bet.
Pretty great. Mm-hmm.
So let's move on then with that success behind us to talk about building businesses in Lake County, a manufacturing summit.
Yeah, this week the Lake County Chamber of Commerce and manufacturing businesses throughout Lake County held a manufacturing summit, was what they called it, at Superior Shores. And it was a gathering of people from manufacturing, from Silver Bay or Wildly Organics, used to be called Wilderness Health, to La Bounty and Serco and the other manufacturers that are existing in our county. And they had attendance by Representative Mary Murphy and Rob Eklund and people from the staff office of Stauber and Klobuchar, and it was an opportunity for them to gather, to meet, to get to know each other, to talk about mutual challenges that they're facing in throughout their industries, which, guess what they are? Workforce. So having enough employees that are trained or trainable, and housing, which is directly related to workforce and being able to get people to live in, stay in, or move to Lake County in order to be employed. I was really thrilled to find out that this is happening, and I'm hopeful that action will come out of these conversations. I've been told by Janelle Jones of the Chamber that there will be more summits forthcoming in the near future.
Well, I think this is good news. The business portion of the community is awakening and communicating and addressing some of the problems. And I only hope that they will continue and maybe even include some city council members and county commission members in their future summits, because the issues like housing, for instance, are what the city and the county bodies have to address at the most primary level. And it would be key for all of these parties to know what the other parties are doing. So I think this is a grand first step.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Reppy's positive impact felt countywide.
Mm-hmm. So the recent passing of Pastor John Reppy was noted by many people in Lake County and farther than that. But I have to tell you, Tom, when I heard of his passing in September, I thought, I never met this man in all the years that I've lived here. But his impact and his good name was shown to me many, 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 many times. People always spoke of him with such glowing respect and warmth. And I just thought, I would like to learn more about who he was and how he impacted the county in such fundamental ways. So I had a chance to speak to Robin Glasser on the city council, who had served with Pastor Reppy years ago on a commission. I got to talk to Pastor Brandon Johnson. And he is currently the pastor at Bethlehem Lutheran, where Pastor Reppy was for many years, as well as Pastor Reppy's children, Kyle Reppy and Chris Hoganson. And I just asked them to tell me about the man who's behind the legend, as sort of. So I really enjoyed doing this piece and just learning about somebody who is so beloved in our community that for so many decades had such a huge impact on so many parts, from helping youth who were struggling to baptisms and funerals and weddings, and just bringing a sense of warmth and kindness and goodness to just about everybody he touched. Kind of blew me away.
Oh, yes, he was a remarkable man, and I think he has set the bar high for others in his calling as a man of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And so an era, as you say, has passed. Now back up mm-hmm. to Silver Bay, city business there. Best of the North Shore gets an okay for holiday lights, and then there's a new utility billing system.
You got it. So the exciting news at the city council meeting in Silver Bay this week was Best of the North Shore, which is an organization of businesses in the Silver Bay area that promotes business opportunities and collaborates on bringing visitors to the North Shore, and specifically to Silver Bay. So for a long time, Best of the North Shore has been working on the idea of having a holiday light display in Silver Bay that would draw people up just to come and drive through or walk through, look at, and that got approved by the city council this week. And they already have most of the structures built. We're talking Bentleyville, but on a much smaller scale. I'm to understand that the light displays will be more interactive than at Bentleyville, where so many thousands of people go every December. And it'll be a walking thing. It'll be at the city campground. And it sounds like it's going to be pretty cool. They're well underway with getting this all planned out and laid out, and it sounds like something that they intend to keep adding to every year.
Well, good for them. Silver Bay, it's turning out to be a city on the move.
Absolutely. And in upgrading and getting more on board with having options for a new utility billing system, the city has moved to adding in their software, their website, for residents of Silver Bay to be able to pay the utility bills online. There's lots of options, lots of ways to do it. They're still going to maintain the paper ability to have it mailed to you and send a check or stop by at their Dropbox with cash. But they've just added more options for that, and it's something that residents have been asking for a long time. So now that's happening.
Well, very good. I'm glad to hear that the city is responding to the wishes of their citizens. At least this is a start. Maybe they always have been. I'm not a Silver Bay person, but anytime you find out about the city council responding to the requests of their citizens, why, I think that's a good and encouraging thing.
Absolutely.
Your final piece here now then is the fall school sports wrap-up, dealing with swimming and diving, soccer, football, and cross-country.
You got it. So, Tom, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm not a sports person, as one might say, but I've learned to learn about high school sports because of my role with the Lake County Press. And it's been really fun to start meeting coaches and students who are participating in sports and getting photographs sent out. So we had the fall season this year and wrapping up the swim and dive, soccer, football, and cross country. There's more to come, but we're in a bit of a lull. The football team, the Haggis football, had ended their year on a high note with their third win of the year last Friday, and now we'll go into playoffs. Now, I'm not going to pretend to understand what that exactly means, but I'll be learning as I go and getting it in the paper, that's for sure. And the cross-country team that includes Two Harbors, Silver Bay, and Cook County students did really well this year. Last year up at Pine Cushion in Grand Marais, they took all conference. And they will be having further competitions for individuals who will be moving forward as well. And the main thing I wanted to tell you, Tom, is anybody listening out there that knows of students, if you have students, you are a student, you have kids who are students who participate in sports right now or in the coming season, please get a hold of the Lake County Press. Give us a call. Send us an email, text. Our office number is 218-830-3250. We need people to send in pictures, tell us about games, meets, and competitions. And I always want to expand that to include extracurricular activities that are not necessarily athletic.
Ah, yes, very good. These are an important aspect of a student's life, not only to round out their education, but to enhance their own interpersonal social skills. I know that sounds kind of touchy-feely, but it is a big deal. And these extracurricular activities are not to be taken lightly. My high school was a trade school. The students were overwhelmingly not too much interested in sports. Our homecoming games would have usually 20 or 30 people show up to watch. And the same students who were on the football squad were also on the various other squads. And so that was the story at my high school. And so I never really developed much of an interest in sports either myself. And maybe it shows with my social skills. I don't know. But my hat's off to these folks for pursuing this and following through.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So did you have anything else that just had to get out? Otherwise, you know what happens next.
There's always more to the story, Tom, but I'll save it for next week.
Very well, Kitty. Thank you for that. And for our listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on the radio again next week. Bye for now. Bye, Kitty.
Bye, Tom.
Thank you.